This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ringy ding ding. It's time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. My name is Moose, that is Breezy, and we're just...
Checking in.
That's a
tickle in my throat.
Good vibes. All right, all of our friends are here this morning. Well, not all of them, but some of them, and some is good enough for us. Who's here?
There's like one person. They're like, hi, I'm feeling fine.
I'd be very surprised if Nico and Steve weren't here because it is payday. You know what I'm saying?
I know. They love telling us about how much money they're rolling in.
They're dripping in money.
Like, classic. Who is here? Nico and Steve!
Hey!
Good morning and happy Wednesday from Nico and Steven. Vibes are up extra today since we made plans to go to Batavia Downs this weekend.
Ooh, oh, so you could spend all that money on black.
So excited for that. Love you guys. Hope you have a wonderful day. You guys too. Don't spend your entire paycheck in one place.
No, we'll hit that roulette table.
Period. Who else is here? Jessica said,
what's up, Jess?
Going to the gym right now. Love you guys.
Oh,
love that for you.
What are you doing? Squats? Don't skip leg day, Jess. Whatever you do. Can't skip leg day.
Tries and buys or what?
Tries and buys.
Tries and buys.
All right.
Triceps and biceps.
You got to do it.
So important.
So
important. Tries and buys.
So important to get so swollen at the gym.
Swollen?
Oh my God. I was so swollen the other day at the gym.
So swollen. Looked like you got stung by a bee.
Then I went into the steam room to relax because you gotta recover. It's so important to recover.
So important to stay swollen.
So I was in the steam room for like, I don't know, an hour and a half. I woke up in there, passed out.
They're like, sir? Oh my God. What's the difference between a steam room and a sauna?
Well, a sauna is more dry heat. Steam room is all wet.
Oh.
Yeah. But they have different benefits. Personally, I like the steam
room.
What's
an infrared sauna then?
What you would find at like Lumos with the colors and all that stuff, or the red light.
But it's not hot. It's not dry in there.
Well, like a dry sauna, you typically uses like the rocks.
Right. Okay, cool. What about you, vibes?
The vibes are through the roof. The vibes are through the roof.
Through the roof.
I've been getting at for it this week when it comes to eating healthy. A lot of fish.
I love that.
A lot of chicken. But overall, I just feel good. You know what I'm saying?
I love that for you.
It's a busy day today. It's a busy week. A lot of plans coming up this weekend. But other than that, when do we get paid? I know Nico and Steve get paid every
Friday.
Day. This Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Pop off.
Payday.
Pop off.
Feels like the longest month ever with no paycheck.
I'm so sick of March. Aren't you guys over March?
So over March.
We're over the Ides of March. Are your vibes up? They must be. Breezy walked in here this morning wearing a beautiful blazer.
Beautiful. Got it from Panache.
You look like you work at HR.
This is the perfect opportunity and segue for me to tell you I am switching roles. we haven't had an HR person since 2023.
We have an HR person, just not currently in the building. Is that what you meant?
Yeah. We used to have one in-house. They're like, now if you have an issue, go to Arizona. I'm like, okay. Anyways, vibes are good. I'm excited. Busy day today. A lot of meetings, a lot of appointments. You know how it goes. What are you laughing at?
You love it. You love telling people how busy you are.
I am busy.
You like to complain about it. But if you don't have anything to do, you spiral.
True. Listen, it's hard being me, right?
It's not.
Very.
Do you want to give something away? Do you want to spin the wheel? All right, I'm going to go ahead and give you the opportunity to spin the wheel.
All right, here we go.
What can it be this morning? We got Jonas Bros, Hozier. Oh! Caller 8 right now, 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets to the 12th annual party at Center Ice, hosted by yours truly, Breezy Breeze. Mm-hmm. Breezy, tell them what they've won.
So you've won a beautiful night at the Tim Hortons Iceplex. This is going to be so much fun because you can go drink your face off.
21 plus event. Which yes. includes more than just wine, you guys. Beer, cider, incredible food, live entertainment, a silent auction, raffles, and so much more with proceeds benefiting Holy Childhood.
Yes. So important to have those proceeds go back to Holy Childhood and support amazing organizations in our community. So if you want to come hang out with me, be caller number 8 right now. 585-252-9800. These tickets are $70, so you're winning two. That's $140 value. You don't want to sleep on it, so come through.
You do not want to sleep on it. You just can't. You can't do it.
You can't.
Because you're going to wake up with drool on your face. You're going to be like, how did I miss out on this?
Yes, I know.
All right, we'll get to the big story of the day coming up next on PXY Mornings. Stay there.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Sad news was reported that the 15-year-old girl who walked off the roof of School of the Arts on Monday had passed away. Police say the girl walked off the roof before first responders could actually make contact with her, and then an ambulance rushed her to Strong Hospital. The Rochester City School District said Tuesday that the student had died Monday night due to her injuries. So that same day, the family was at the school within seconds, but many other parents caught wind of something that was happening at the school. They all rushed there. Parents gathered outside the police tape as many just were concerned and in tears. As the, you know, we heard this before. We heard this yesterday. They didn't have a lot of information on what was going on. They couldn't reach their kids. Mm-hmm. So they were there for at least an hour until the school started dismissing students to their parents. And that was right before they sent out a robocall home, which took about an hour and a half to 2 hours. Parents were upset to learn this off of social media before they actually got that call. But Catherine Loria, a mental health counselor, she was outside the school. She was trying to calm parents down and, you know, giving them advice on the best way to talk with their kids about what took place. Mm-hmm. She says, I also think that we can't be silent anymore. It's all hush hush all the time. And there's a mental health crisis or incident. And I think there needs to be conversations taking place about it. She also said this is something that may be traumatizing for other students, as well as teachers and staff at the school, and that it is okay for them to reach out and ask for help if they need it, because too many times people don't. And I think that's a huge problem. I think we've been very open on this show about mental health.
Yeah.
You know, it's a conversation that needs to be had.
It's hard to have as an adult. It's even harder to have as a kid to like grasp the concept and understand. You know, that was probably really hard on parents to go home and talk to their kids about what took place at their school.
Yeah.
And have them like fully understand it. I don't know how old the kids are at School of the Arts. I think they range, obviously, but
It is a high school as well. But there was a statement that came out from the superintendent of Rochester City School District, and that statement had read, "Today was a difficult day for our school community. We recognize that events like this can have a lasting impact, and we want to ensure that our students and staff have the support that they need. Counselors in the trauma, illness, and grief team will be available for any students or staff member who would like to talk. Families are encouraged to reach out to the school if they have concerns about their child or other students at School of the Arts that may be in need of support." It's so sad. And, you know, I'm assuming there's going to be some tough conversations around the dinner table this week, to say the least.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show, we're asking the question, how many of you have friends that take advantage of you? If so, tell us how. 585-252-9800. I have a friend who decided no longer that they wanted to be hush-hush about the situation that they're in because they found a close friend of theirs was taking advantage of them.
Right.
And I had to light a little bit of a fire under their ass, but that's what friends are for. How many of you have friends that take advantage of you? We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
Speaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy. How many of you listening have ever been in a situation where you feel a friend of yours was taking full advantage of you?
I feel like we've all been there.
You must.
Even if you feel like, oh, well, I don't really have anything to offer with monetary value, there's other ways that people can use you easily.
I mean, if you find yourself even questioning this, they probably are taking advantage of you.
Right.
And it's time to distance yourself from them. If they're not willing to keep the friendship mutual and balanced, they're not worth what it takes from you to maintain that relationship. I heard Oprah say this once, and it just kind of stuck with me, you know what I mean?
Right.
I got a friend who is around the same age as me. His old college roommate, who I've never met, lost his job. He moves from Albany to Rochester to start over. Doesn't have a pot to piss in. So he asked my buddy if he can stay with him. Sure, no problem. So he's been living in the guest room in my buddy's house for like 3 months.
Okay.
Pretty much spends his days working out at the gym. Well, he asked my buddy if he could start using his account number at the gym to purchase like protein shakes and food and whatnot. Of course, my friend.
Not him being homeless and jobless, but has a membership in Midtown.
You know, you got to work out the mind. You know, you got to get your mind right.
Right. Priorities are in the toilet.
So, of course, you know, my friend's like, yeah, you know, go ahead, get a few things, but, you know, just let me know what you buy so I know what the bill is at the end of each month.
Right.
I know what's on my tab because I'm responsible for keeping track of that. This guy racked up a $975 tab over 4 weeks. He was buying breakfast, lunch, snacks, smoothies, you name it. Okay, my buddy got pissed and said, you know what? You need to pay all of that back.
He goes, my favorite part is you're going to the gym to eat.
He goes, I will pay you back. I just need some time. He handed him a $20 bill and says, this is the best I can do for now. I'm like, dude, you got to get rid of this guy. You got to get rid of him.
Oh, my God.
I said, you're never getting that money back.
No.
How many of you have ever been in a situation where you went out of your way to help a close friend and they took full advantage of your kindness? 585-252-9800. Look, I do have a buddy. We've talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
He's got three kids.
Yeah.
He's got a $1,200 a month Mercedes in the garage. But of course, he hits me up because he's like, you think I...
My family can't eat.
Can you Venmo me $100 for food? I'm like, oh, for crying out loud, dude. Get rid of the car you can't afford.
Also, I moved away to get rid of you and not have to send you money, but I mean, here we are.
I love the guy, but it's like, all right, here's $100. I mean, I've done this time and time again, but I've never seen the money back.
No, you
never
will.
At this point, no, I don't even really bother to ask. At one point, he was driving around doing DoorDash.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I just need 30 more deliveries to make rent. I'm like, oh my God, that's going to take you all night, dude. I said, how much do you need? He's like, I'm like 175 short. I said, here, just
30 deliveries is $175. Keep it.
I was like, dude.
I would rather.
I don't know what it equates to. I have no idea.
What?
I mean, it's out of state. But.
Not getting off topic here, but like, I truly feel like DoorDash is a scam on all sectors, even for the drivers.
Well,
I mean, you did it. So, or Postmates or whatever you did.
I did Postmates.
It's all
and
the same.
I would do it for a little while, and they would give you basically like these bonuses. Hey, if you hit this many deliveries within this many hours, you're going to get a $350 bonus.
But you
still
have to pay for gas, is the thing.
No, of course.
So it's like.
But once you were getting close to hitting that number, they would basically shut the app off on you so you weren't getting any more deliveries, so they wouldn't have to do a payout. That's where a class action lawsuit came in and we all got paid.
Classic.
So.
A classic.
So I basically told them, I said, here, man, just take the $175. It's no big deal. You know, thinking like. Eventually he'd be like, dude, thank you so much. You really helped me out. Here's some of it back. That wasn't really the case.
I feel like in this job, like, you know, you're talking about money and stuff, but we even saw with the Bachelor auction, like people were hitting us up for tickets that we haven't spoke to in years. And it's like,
yeah,
don't hit me up when you need something from me and I haven't heard from you since high school.
I think what leaves a bad taste in my mouth the most is when somebody hits me up when it's based around a charity event. You can't spend the extra couple bucks to help out a charity. This is for cancer.
You can't, you can't throw $30 towards the charity. That's
like
wild.
They'll give us a certain number of tickets to help out our family and closest friends.
Right.
But people all over the place, like, can I get one?
I think that's the tackiest part.
Like, I haven't seen you since first grade.
Like, it's not just like a concert or like, you know, whatever. It's a literal charity. But yeah.
Let's go over to our friend Shannon weighing in this morning. Hi, good morning, guys. Very relatable. I had a friend who only wanted to hang out or talk to me when it was convenient or when they needed something. She was never financially prepared to do anything, but would show up anyways and ask people to cover her financially. How embarrassing. You know you have no money. Why are you showing up? Do you think you can spot me? Oh, you're not embarrassed?
Right. We're getting a text in right now. My assistant at work was crying about rent, so I gave her $750 on the terms that she'd pay me back, like $50 a month or more.
With interest.
7 months later, she said she can't pay me because she has nothing. Meanwhile, she's posting on Facebook, partying every weekend. I took her to small claims court. She had her wages garnished and she is no longer my assistant.
See, this is what
friends and money and work. It's messy.
It's so messy. Whoever that person is that just texted in, good on you, because so many people do this like verbal agreement or handshake. It doesn't hold up in the court of law. Let them sign something that they actually borrowed money from you. So now she was actually able to get her money back.
Right.
Otherwise, she would have been screwed.
I have a friend who called me a month ago, and she was telling me about, she was travel nursing at the time, peak, like right after COVID. They were making Ugo bucks, right? And she eventually ended up lending this friend around $8,000 over time. And the friend's like, I can't pay you back.
$8,000.
$8,000 over time. I'm like, well, I mean, that's kind of on you. You know what I mean? And she's like, $200 a month, we're on a payment plan. She's like, I can't do it. I can't swing it. She's in Colorado skiing. It's like, okay. So she's on trips every weekend.
That one friend that constantly owes you money, but they're always posting on vacation on Instagram.
Right. My hands are tied. I can't pay you back.
They're fancy-ass dinners.
I helped an old friend that was supposed to move with move in with work on their house with no help from them. Ended up kicking me out. And I even moved in and never paid me back for the work I did. Okay, so this person moved in, did work on their house. They never paid them. And friendships are tied, cut, severed.
Guys, this is what I'm talking about. Stop being friends with these type of people. They don't have your best interest at heart. They're just using you. When it's convenient for them and they need something, hey, how have you been? You know what? There's those other people who are very manipulative. They'll check in on Tuesday to see how you're doing and then ask you for money on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I've always been there for... I checked in that one time. Okay? It's calculated. They have an agenda.
I would respect you more if you actually played the long game. Like, you know there's an event in March.
Right.
Start texting me in December. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's easy peasy.
It's right? It's exactly.
Not rocket science, people.
98PXY.
I am so sick of my neighbor parking like a D-bag and taking up two spots because he thinks for whatever reason the world revolves around him, and it doesn't.
The entitlement is crazy.
It doesn't. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I know a lot of us take pride in the things that we have, especially our vehicles. Yes, Breeze?
Yes, kind of.
Right.
Some of us more than others.
That's right. However, if you are making other people's life difficult in the process, then you're the problem. And it's one thing to park your vehicle further away from all the other vehicles to keep from getting scratched. But when you purposely park in two spots because you think that's going to keep people from parking on either side of you, you're an a-hole.
You have another thing coming. Buster.
This guy, man, does not care. And yesterday, I finally, because I'm running around, what do you think I want to do after work? I just want to be able to park and get upstairs and be home. I have things to do. Nope. I finally got fed up because this guy's taking up the last two spots. Didn't have to. So I wrote a letter. And I put it under his wipers.
What did you say?
Hold on. I'll pull it up because I took a picture of it after I wrote it.
Put the music underneath?
Yeah, I can play some music. Sure.
Yes, absolutely.
This is how it starts. I fully can appreciate
the
fact that you drive around a leased 2019 Audi. Okay, this is where I get a little passive aggressive.
Oh my God. No, he goes, this is where you're out of the gate. You started with.
But it doesn't give you the right to take up two spots. The parking in this lot, as you know, is limited, and you thinking it's okay to inconvenience your neighbors and have them park on the street because you don't want someone scratching your car says a lot about you. Park in one spot. And if you're so worried about having your car scratched, then you should think about moving somewhere where you can have your own private garage. And then I ended it with, good day.
He goes, this is where I get back. It hasn't even started. This is where. No hello.
I was pissed.
No hey. You had a pen and paper in your car?
No, I went upstairs, got it, because I had to park in front of the building on the street, and then came back down. See what I'm saying here?
Wow.
Don't do this. Don't be this guy. It's not
that. Have you ever heard the saying, you get more bees with honey than vinegar?
Yeah, I've heard it.
Yeah. He's not going to listen to you.
Enough was enough. Enough was enough. How many of you know who do something like this? It's just not right. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, this is Alex.
Alex, what's up, man?
What up, King?
Hey. Well, I'm just calling to end about what you guys were talking about.
Okay, great. Hey, Alex, do me a favor. I'm going to put you on hold real quick, okay? Stay there.
Stay there.
Okay. All right, let's take a quick wager here. I'm betting that he's going to be a total douchebag on this call. If he is, you owe me $20 for lunch.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay, well, I think he's going to be a total gentleman. So if that's the case, you owe me $1,000.
Great.
Perfect.
Hey, Alex?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead.
All right. Well, all right. I kind of like to remain a little bit anonymous about this, but...
Right. Alex wants to remain anonymous. No problem. Go ahead, Alex.
All right. Well, you know, I got cool. Quick question. What kind of cars do you guys drive?
Why do you need to know that?
Well, look, the only reason I'm asking that is because, like, people who don't really drive nice cars, they're never going to be worried about their cars getting scratched or, like, messed with at all.
I understand that, but, you know, what are we talking about here?
Okay. Well, like, I got a 2021 BMW 330.
Oh, that's so sick.
Right, of course.
Yeah, for sure. And like, you know, how many people in the city just specifically want to mess with someone who has a nice car just because they're jealous or something?
Have you experienced that?
Oh, for sure. Look, you pay $80,000 for your car, and then, you're going to be concerned. You're going to look for that spot. You're going to take up two spots. You may park further down.
Mm-hmm. Listen, Alex... parking further down makes sense. Taking up two spots is ridiculous.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. It's very entitled.
Are
you kidding me?
You going out of your way to inconvenience everyone else is a douche move.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, if the cop cared at all, sure, then I'd take up, maybe I would do the one space. But, like, you can tell when people just don't care. Like, I had a woman the other day at the gym. I swear, she slammed her doors right into my car because she had some cheap little Ford, and she just was jealous about how well and how nice my car was.
So you think she did it on purpose? You think she slammed her door?
For sure. She was
Wait, this absolutely kills me. This reminds me of your friend who was getting pulled over, and he thought that the only reason he was getting pulled over is because the cop really liked his Jeep and wanted a picture with it.
Yeah, we got pulled over. He refused to pull over because he thought the cop was trying to take a picture of his car.
Because he really wanted it, and he really liked
it. You know what I call that, Alex? Delusional.
What? Delulu.
Well, I mean, I don't know the guy's car, but, like, I'm sure it was nice. But, like, when it comes to, like, wanting to keep your stuff nice, taking up two spots is the way to do it. A BMW, like, people look at that, and they automatically know you're doing well. They get pissed off, and they start, like, doing whatever they can just to get back at you. And it's like, they don't even know me. If they knew me, I'd probably take care of them. They'd be my friend. But instead, they're just pissed and jealous.
I'm sure that you turn a lot of heads with your 2021 BMW 3 Series.
Oh, I can't tell you. I can't tell you the looks I get in that thing. Like, oh. That's a sweet car.
Is it? What is it?
Not you getting off on it.
I've done some aftermarket stuff. I mean, if you saw this car, like, you know I was doing well. And sometimes, you know, people just want to just, like, try to bring you down a rung.
But do you need that validation? Do you need people to know that you're doing well because you drive a BMW?
It's not just a BMW. It's the 3 Series. It's a 330i.
Okay, that's well. That sounds nice. That's so sick.
You're genuinely speaking in Chinese to me. I don't even know what.
All right, so you're the type of guy where you're going to take up two spots and inconvenience everyone else because you don't want your car getting dented. Okay, got it. You're that type of guy. I just wanted to clear that up.
Right.
Well, if you look in the parking lot and you see a bunch of beaters, yeah, I'm taking up two spots.
Okay, so here's the thing that you don't realize: my car is small enough that if somebody does that and I have the opportunity to park next to them, I will, just for the sole purpose and the sole reason of you not wanting someone. Like, I'm trying to prove a point. So I remember in college, I drove a literal miniature Matchbox Toyota Yaris.
Sure.
So small. Could
stick?
Fit anywhere.
It was sick, wasn't
could
it?
Fit in, yeah, could fit in your pocket. And this guy with this huge truck took up two spots. And my car was small enough to fit in between. And now I'm on top of your car because you're an idiot. You know what I mean? So sometimes I think it actually backfires, being honest.
You know what? Save everyone the trouble, Alex, and just park further away instead of taking up two spots. That's all.
Well, I mean, if they had like a valet or something, I would do that. But like, come on.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you weighing in this morning on this topic.
All right. Well, I mean, if you guys ever get a nice car, you'll know where I'm coming from.
Right, of course.
Listen, I paid some good money. I have a brand new car. I still wouldn't take up two spots like a douche. I wouldn't do it. I'm just not that. It's not in me to do that type of thing.
Yeah, it must not be that nice of a car.
Okay, bye, Alex.
Oh dear. So I'm gonna.
You. So I'm. I think we're gonna. You owe me lunch at Magnolia's on Park Ave.
Yeah, and just to reiterate, this is why I date women. Thank you so much.
If there's one thing we're going to do on the show, it's we're not going to reward bad behavior.
We never
do. We're not going to do it. We simply won't.
We never have. We never will.
And for a father and son duo in Pittsburgh, they're not going to get rewarded this morning because they are facing some pretty serious charges in connection with a long-running credit card scam that they've been running for many years. I mean, Talabat Hassan is 74, and his son, Miraz Khan, is 46. So this has been happening for quite some time. They are accused of opening 32 new credit cards under fake names and using them to pay utility bills and property taxes for three of their businesses that they run
here
in Rochester.
Where do they find the time?
Truly. Prosecutors said the pair used real social security numbers to apply for these cards, but they used phony names and dates of birth. Many of the cards were charged for their maximum limit and were never paid off. So there's that.
Look at some of these names. Bill, yeah. Philip Phillips, Michael Mikes.
Right. The crimes allegedly took place between 2016 and 2022, totaling roughly $163,000 in unpaid expenses. Hassan and Khan are, which sounds like a law firm, Hassan and Khan are charged with bank fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy to commit bank and wire fraud, aggressive identity theft, according to prosecutors. If convicted, both of them could face up to 30 years in prison with a fine of $1 million. Well, let's just say Hassan will probably end up dying there if they get fully convicted because he's 74.
Don't drop this soap.
That's so tough.
That's really tough.
Hassan and Khan going to jail.
You know,
sounds like Harold and Kumar take White Castle. So, good stuff.
We're not going to reward bad behavior.
No, absolutely not.
We're just not going to do it.
Absolutely not.
Coming
up on
the show,
give them massive airtime and read the entire story.
Breezy brought something up this morning. She presented something that I thought was very interesting. If you give somebody. And I want to make sure I'm posing this correctly. Am I doing this right? If you propose to somebody with something that's used, like, I don't know, an engagement ring.
Yeah. I don't know what else you would propose to them with, but yes.
Could be a nice long stem rose.
If you propose with an engagement ring that's used, is that bad juju? And I think it also depends on used how. Used because a marriage failed and they're selling it on Facebook? Or used because it's a family heirloom. We'll talk about it because I am not fully convinced of any of it.
And speaking of rings, get those purity rings on because we got chances for you to win tickets to go see the Joe Bros, a.k.a. Jonas Brothers, November 9th at KeyBank Center. We'll tell you when to call to win those coming up on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Girl, you are amazing just the way you are.
Thank you. I know. Thank you so much.
Speaks by Mornings, Moose Breezy. Guys, we got to ask the question. If you were to propose to the love of your life and you gave them a used engagement ring, how would that go over?
Okay. Listen.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
It's
so
a
much.
Little, the diamond's a little cloudy.
Like, babe, I just got it on Facebook, that's so.
Yeah. Who's done this? I know we've had the conversation on this show multiple times about lab-grown diamonds.
Yeah.
Those are a lot less expensive than a regular diamond.
Right.
And then people passing down their engagement ring from their great-great-great-great-great-grandmother.
Right.
You know, all the things.
Sure.
But.
So, I don't think this will be very on brand for me to say, but like I've never really thought of my own engagement ring ever.
Yeah, right.
Which is weird, right? I'm such a princess. Why wouldn't I? But, you know.
I find it hard to believe, but anyways, go
I ahead. Do too. I also find it very hard to believe, but it's just, I don't know. It's just something that is a thing.
Have you thought about the dress?
No, I haven't thought about any of it.
Not your wedding at all?
Never once.
Got it.
Like, I don't have a secret Pinterest board. Like, I don't have all these plans in my head. Like, never, not once. So, with all my friends around me getting engaged and married and having babies, what?
It's what? Crazy that I have a Pinterest board.
Yeah! No, it really is. What's on there?
Just like what my wedding day would look like.
He has the little napkins with the Frenchie on it that he doesn't even have yet.
It's my
with love from Oscar.
It's my vision board.
Yeah, whatever. So, you know, with all my friends getting married, engaged, and babies, and blah, 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 I've had a lot of time to look around and see what I do and do not want.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine just got engaged, and the ring, or the diamond, I should say, that her now fiancé used to propose to her.
Sure.
Was her mom's ex-marriage wedding ring.
You can go ahead and throw that in the trash.
Let me say that one more time. The diamond that she was proposed with was her mom's ex wedding ring from a previous marriage before she
married
even
her
came
dad.
Into the picture.
Yeah, before she married her dad.
Weird vibes.
I mean, that's bad luck altogether.
Weird vibes.
Why would you want that? It's bad juju.
And like, I'm not even saying like, oh, it's a 7-carat diamond and like, of course, it's gorgeous and it would go to waste. Like, it's very small and dainty, and that's if that's what she wants, love it. But it's not like it's like this massive rock that like you would be stupid to not jump on. So I'm like, what? And then I just start thinking about like, I was on Facebook the other day, and you know, I love staying on Facebook Marketplace, and this person was like, divorce, ring up for sale, $1,400. It's like
$1,400, yeah. Well, how big is the carat on this ring?
The one I just talked about?
Yeah, 7?
Half.
I was going to say 7 carats. It's half. What am I talking about? It's a boulder. So it's half a carat. Okay, so it's nothing to really call home about. No offense.
You said it. You said it.
No offense. Like, but
you do need binoculars to see it.
You don't need that type of energy in your life,
no!
Okay? Not to mention something that dainty. Come on.
I believe in vibes, okay? I believe in vibes, and I believe that jujus can stay with you.
I do too. What if your grandpa passed down a car to you that's been in 22 different accidents? Do you really want to drive around that car?
No.
No, it's bad vibes.
So my mom just bought a ring. I don't know if it was like through a friend of a friend of a friend of like, it was a failed marriage. And I'm like, I just don't believe it. I just believe in vibes. You know, is that weird for me to say? Because a logical person listening to this would think, if it's like cost effective and you're saving a buck, and why would you want to put money where you could be saving it and blah, 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 blah.
Listen, I'm all for saving money. Sometimes people have to cut a couple of corners. I get that. There's nothing wrong with that. I too had to live off chili and bread for years. However, 585-252-9800, would you accept a ring and give it to your fiance if that ring previously came from a failed marriage? Would you really want to pass that ring down? You know, I don't see why you would want to do
this. This person's screaming on the text line, it's not about the ring.
Oh, you're so full of crap. For every woman, it's about the ring. And she would be embarrassed to show it off to her friends if it was half a carat. I'm just going to say it like it is because nobody else wants to say it. How many women have returned their engagement rings,
or
so they can
upgrade
to a bigger
or,
one,
or like they'll get a new one down the road, which to me I don't believe in, because it's like my mom has a new engagement ring or whatever, her OG ring, I don't even think she still wears it anymore. It's like I would rather do it right and get the right thing first shot, then in 20 years be like, I have no idea where that one ring went. Like,
how about this? We got a text coming in from a gentleman that said, how about this? Take that ring with the bad vibes, trade it in, and use the money to purchase a new ring.
Perfect.
Do that.
I mean, you're not going to get much for half a carat.
Well, I don't know. Well, that's whatever. That doesn't matter. But take that money and just use it towards a new ring. Trade it in.
So I'm on the phone with my mom last night. And I told her this, and she was like, oh my God, it doesn't matter. I'm like, because she bought the ring on Facebook or wherever she bought it, right? For herself.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, great. She's like, it's a great investment. Like, it's a great investment. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Why is it a great investment?
Because it's like a $7,000 ring that she got for like $300 or $3,000 or something.
My ex-girlfriend's mother.
Yeah.
Got married back in the 70s. Okay. She traded in her dainty little ring. Because back then, according to her, it wasn't about the ring. It was about, you know, and I get that. Listen, back then, all of her parents were kind of, in a sense, they were struggling. They all got married in their early 20s. They're just trying to, you know.
Yeah, they're trying to
live the American dream.
Yeah.
So, 35 years later, she takes the ring, doesn't tell her husband, trades it in, gets a bigger one. That, to me, is like, I would be hurt. Only because you've had the ring for 30-something years. Why not at this point?
That's what I'm saying.
Just hold on to it at this point.
I just,
Again, I believe in vibes. Okay, this person says, family ring passed down, yes. A failed marriage family?
Right.
Or a failed family marriage, whatever. No. Use another person, use from another person, okay. But the family failed marriage, absolutely not. This person said, I saved one of my rings from a previous boyfriend and used it as a trade-in to buy my wedding rings with my present partner. Saved myself $850. That's amazing. See, that's where the line gets a little blurry, because like when you break up with somebody, you want to like throw away all the gifts they ever got you, because you're like, I just want to get rid of it. But you could be saving yourself nearly a grand.
There are a lot of women that I've heard stories from
that will throw it into the ocean.
That didn't go through with the wedding, so they broke off the engagement, but they gave the ring back. And there are some that was like, no, it was a gift. I'm keeping it. Is that wrong for a woman to do that? To keep the ring and not give it back?
I mean, we just talked about the Kim Kardashian of it all last week and how her second marriage,
she paid for most of that ring.
She paid for most of that
ring. So that makes sense. She should keep it.
But she gave it back to him because he was like, that's my ring. She's like, you literally put down the taxes towards it.
But honestly, she can swing it.
Yeah.
she can have one on every finger.
It's an interesting question because it is a gift, but it was a gift for a hand in marriage, and you're no longer getting married. It's not like it was a Christmas gift and you can just like revert Christmas backwards.
You know what I mean? But if this ring came from Grammy and Grampy's failed marriage, you want a clean slate. You want a fresh start. So why reuse it? You know, if you have the ability to take the ring and trade it in, I would totally do that.
So I wear this necklace every single day. I never take it off. And it's my grandma's engagement ring from the actual stone right here.
I didn't know that. Yeah. That's your grandma's engagement ring?
This is my grandma's engagement ring. My grandpa passed away when I was in high school.
Right.
And she had this made into a necklace for me when I turned 18. And I never take this off. And it's like a family heirloom. And like all my cousins are jealous of me, obviously.
You cannot get rid of that.
Never. And like, you know, there was like one small thought in my head. And I was like, what if I took this and like made it into a ring? But I was like, this is so special to me that I like would never do that.
That's something you can consider giving to your girlfriend. Turn it into an engagement ring.
No.
By the way, how big is that?
I don't know.
Let me see.
Not us going to Dubai jewelry after the show.
Let me see that. Maybe like two.
I don't know. That is not 2 carats, Breezy.
Really?
No. They can't be.
Well, there's a little diamond on the side too.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's cute.
No, we're going to Dubai jewelry after the show. Getting it appraised.
Can you imagine if a woman was so excited to show all of her friends at dinner her new engagement ring, and the response they got was, oh, it's cute.
It's so cute. Let me get my binoculars out.
Oh, no.
98PXY. Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental confidential.
What do you do when your spouse wants another child, but you don't? Got a message from a listener named Brian who says him and his wife have a 7-year-old daughter, and now his wife wants another child, but for him, it's just out of the question. So I thought we could use some help on this one today. So joining us once again on the show is local mental health therapist, our friend Bridget Lucchesi, to help break down Brian's message and answer any questions you guys might have as well. Hi, good morning,
Bridget. Hi,
Bridget.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us this morning. I appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
We could really use your help on this one this morning, Bridget. I'll go ahead and read the message we got from Brian this morning. It says, good morning, guys. My wife and I are huge fans of the show. In a situation right now, trying to get some insight from other parents or listeners, we had our daughter seven years ago. My wife is 100% sure she wants to take her birth control out in a few weeks and prepare for a second child. We have very supportive families on both sides that live close to each other. Our daughter was extremely easy to raise so far. Even the newborn stage was easier than I could have ever imagined. Rarely cried, slept through the night, mostly. It's been a blessing. I'm now in a good, very secure job. I've scraped by like a dog all my 20s to get where I'm at today. but I'm scared of adding more finances that come with another child. I love my daughter. I can't imagine giving time to another child. I just can't. And I'm afraid that I'm so close to having money in my pocket again and a bit of a personal time gained back that it just seems really counterproductive to my financial and personal goals. To be fair, I knew my wife wanted at least two children from the time I met her. She stresses that she couldn't be complete as a woman without one more, but I really don't know what to do. I think I might be stressing because I'm just trying to look out for us from a financial point of view. These are tough times in the U.S., and I feel it. Okay, Bridget.
He's just not wrong.
Well, he's not wrong about that. I mean, Bridget, have you been in situations like this where you've talked to people where one person wants another child, the other doesn't?
Sure. I mean, I think that, you know, when you first meet, these are kind of the big things that you have to enter the marriage with agreement on, right? So when you think about the big things that people really need to talk about, you know, religion, children, finances, mm-hmm. you know, hopefully those are things that you enter the marriage in agreement. It sounds like that they did. I think that what I hear in his message is a couple of things. One is that there's some fear of finances, and there's also some fear of time and goals changing. Mm-hmm. So, and being able to do some things. And it sounds like they had a great baby and a great child in mm-hmm. terms of there's never bad babies, but they had an easy child that slept through the night, and he has fears of it being different, which it probably would be, right? Because all children are different. So I think that resentment is one of the big things that come up in marriages. And they're really relationship killers. So I think that they would really, this could be something that could cause a lot of marriage problems. So I think they need to sit down. If they can't work it out together, come in and talk to a professional, because this could be something that could really cause a big problem in their marriage. And look at the pros and cons together. And usually the cons may be fears, and then think about what are the solutions to those. I know that he said that they have family nearby. So from a financial perspective, could they sit down with a financial person and, you know, I could get them in touch with people. A lot of people think financial folks are only for the wealthy, but I know a lot of folks out there that work with all different people in terms of income and
Help
them look at their finances versus just fears and turn it into, you know, what does your projection of income look like together? Is she working? He talked about a lot about him scraping. Is it a two-income family? And is it just fear, or is there affordability there? And then what are the things that they could look at in terms of their family helping out? And does he really, he talks about, you know, if it is a difficult child, is that something he's going to have resentment for? If it's a child that doesn't sleep through the night.
Yeah.
Those are things.
I have friends, Bridget, who were almost, the resentment that they have towards their spouses because of the fact that they were pressured into having more kids when they didn't want them. And mm-hmm. that came, and I agree with you. Usually this is a conversation you should probably have before marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
the situation they were in is their significant other saw their family or friends having another child, and they desperately wanted to be a mom all over again, convincing their spouse, hey, let's have one more, let's have number three, let's have number four. And then they feel worn down because now they're working extra hard for that extra income to feed another a mouth. And I see where the resentment would come in. Yes, you can have that conversation in the beginning, but sometimes things come up.
Right.
In a situation like that, how do you compromise?
I think you really have to sometimes sit down with a professional and help you work through it if you really can't work it out together, because there will be resentments, and resentment is a relationship killer.
Yeah,
it truly is. And so sometimes if you can't work it out together, you do need to seek someone to help you work it out, because you have to be able to come to an agreement where you both feel good about it.
Right.
And sometimes you're not able to do that. I think the pros and cons list, you know, you really draw a line down and say, what are your pros and cons? And like I say, a lot of times the cons are fears.
Yeah.
Let's look at those fears. what do we need to seek to over? Are those fears really? Are we able to overcome those? Mm-hmm. Are they just fears, or are they reasonable and something we need to look at? And a lot of times, you can then talk about the feelings. What are the feelings? You know, are they things that both of us can talk through? And then as you begin to work through it, a lot of times people will come to an agreement on whether or not they want to continue. In this situation, their daughter is 7.
Yeah.
And so by the time they have another child, potentially, it really is like having another family,
yeah.
right? It's like a second family. So I'm not sure what the situation is in terms of their age or the reason is that they waited and all of those things. So there's a lot more questions that I have in this situation. But I think those are things that I would ask is, you know, are their families going to support and help them if financially, like with daycare, like the two families live nearby, are they going to support and help them in that? Like have them write things out mm-hmm. and see if that's something that they both are willing to do. If the baby's crying at night, are they both going to support that? If they're not, what's that going to look like? Is mom going to get up and do that since
right.
dad doesn't really want to do that if he doesn't? And so they have to be agreeable, because if you enter not one of them not wanting a child, that's not going to work out.
Right.
But also on the other side, if mom told him, yeah, I want two kids, and he entered the marriage knowing that, then she's going to be resentful.
Correct.
So they
of
really
course.
Have to work. They have to work this out and really talk through it and come up with a decision that both feel good about. And it may be that, you know, sometimes in these situations, it comes to we can't agree upon this.
Yeah.
And we have to dissolve the marriage and move forward. Like that does happen sometimes.
Correct.
Brian's wife did make it very clear in the beginning. And he said, look, in her defense, to be fair, I knew my wife wanted at least two children from the time I met her. She stresses that she couldn't be complete as a woman without one more. We had a message coming in from a listener that said a child is not something you can compromise on. You can't have half a child unless both parents want a kid. They shouldn't have one. And unfortunately, it is something that causes divorce. You can go to therapy mm-hmm. all you want, but if he is set on having another baby and you are set on not having one or vice versa, there's not much that can be accomplished here.
Well, what can be accomplished is that in therapy, you can determine whether or not those things can be overcome both ways. You can really look at your feelings and determine those things. Are they fears? Are they able to be overcome? And then she's right. At the end of that, you're able to determine if we can't come to terms with it, then we may need to dissolve the marriage. If I
oh my
for
God.
Sure want another child. But then you're able to look back and say to yourself, you know what? We tried everything we could. We looked at it. We tried to overcome our fears. We tried to determine whether or not this is workable.
Yeah.
You know, just like I've said before, you kind of earn yourself out of a marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't just say, oh, okay. But you look at everything and try to make those determinations, and then you see whether or not this is workable or not. Can we work through some of these fears? Can we come to an agreement where we both feel good about having a baby, or we both feel good about not having a baby?
Right.
And
right.
if we can't feel good about either of those options, then what do we do?
It's right. not going to be fair
therapy.
To the yeah, it's not going to be fair to the child to bring them into the world if the two parents are, don't have a strong relationship about it. You know what I mean?
And exactly. Absolutely.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot.
Totally agree.
Have you, Bridget, seen couples dissolve the marriage because of a situation like this?
Yes.
Wow.
It's got to be heartbreaking considering you already have a child and you're breaking up because you want another child in the picture and the other person doesn't. That's really, really tough. Those are the things that scare me about marriage the most.
Yeah, it's sad because I think you know, there's that maternal instinct sometimes in women that really have this, especially I've seen it when they want, you know, a child, right?
Right.
I've seen that a lot where they're like, listen, I entered this marriage wanting children and you agreed to that and now you don't. So this is a deal breaker for me.
Right.
But I have also seen it that, listen, I wanted a larger family and you knew that. I didn't. This isn't what I wanted, and I was very clear on that.
Correct.
And people have very strong feelings about that. And so, yes, I have seen it. And I think it's hard for men sometimes and to understand what it's like for women, because some women have some very strong feelings about that. And then I think it's hard sometimes for women to understand men, because men many times, and I know that's changing now because women are working now.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure that comes with it.
From a provider standpoint,
correct.
A lot of, you know, years ago it was the men were the providers, but nowadays women are working.
Right.
And women are providing for themselves.
Everybody and needs to be on the same page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. If you guys are just tuning in right now, we're talking with local mental health therapist, our friend Bridget Lucchesi, who is helping break down Brian's message where he does not want another child, but his wife does, and they already have a 7-year-old.
Talking about all options, and we appreciate you coming on every time you do. It's very insightful and helpful to a lot of our listeners who may be going through something similar, so we thank you for that as well.
Yeah, and Bridget, you did say that as of right now, the best option here for Brian and his wife might be definitely seeking help from a professional and going to therapy.
Just an outside opinion, so they're not so inside, and so, you know, married to their own feelings.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then they could first try the pros and cons list on their own and then flip the cons to what are the solutions. And then talk about the solutions and talk about their feelings on their own, what those resentments might look like. You know, are there ways to overcome the finances? What are their feelings about, he said, goals that he wanted to do, having some personal free time? What could that look like? Is it workable where they could work with their families, extended families on that? And then if they can't come to a full resolution where they both feel 100% good about it, then definitely seek therapy for it.
Absolutely. There you go. Thank you so much.
Bridget, thanks so much for tuning in. I'm going to go ahead and get Brian in touch with you. And I really appreciate you coming on. And where can people find you if they'd like to get some help from you as well?
My number is 585-905-1685.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Bridget. We'll be in touch.
Thanks
for your time today. It's PXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break. Another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning. I love Lola Young. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. What is one thing we just will not do on this show, Breezy?
We're not going to reward bad behavior.
We're just not going to do it. We never do. An 18-year-old is facing charges after New York State police say he was behind the wheel of a stolen Kia that troopers chased on the city's north side. The chase started around 2:30 p.m. when troopers tried to pull over a car that was reported stolen yesterday, and the chase went through several streets and ended up on Glenwood Avenue off Lake Ave after troopers used a tire deflation device.
Not the spikes.
They had to use the spikes. They call it a tire deflation device, but we know it's the spikes.
It's spikes.
They threw the spikes. I've always wanted to use one of those.
They threw the spikes. They did.
My buddy is a trooper. We graduated high school together. He promised me he would take me on a ride along. I said, do you think I would have an opportunity to use the spikes? He goes, I
don't
really
think
hope
so.
Not.
I don't think so.
So anyways, police say they chased down city resident Javonte Webb after he ran from the car. Webb is charged with unauthorized use of a motor vehicle and several traffic infractions. Police also say Webb has an active Monroe County Sheriff's Office warrant out for his arrest. They're working to learn if he's the same individual who was accused of breaking the windows of multiple cars at a Henrietta church during Christmas Eve midnight mass.
Ooh.
There's a possibility.
Yikes.
We'll learn.
Ah, great.
Yeah. Nothing else going on? Nothing else you could be doing?
Nothing.
This happened in January.
Like, isn't your homework due?
An 11-year-old was involved. They found him hiding behind a tree in Pittsford. Like, just scared to death. I'm like, dude, come on. Go home.
Right.
All right. We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets to go see Hozier live in concert at CMAC on July 13th. These are the tickets everyone seems to want, and we want to see how big of a fan you really are with Finish the Lyrics. Breezy and I will play a song by Hozier. We're going to stop the music. If you can finish the lyrics correctly to these two songs, You're going to the show July 13th at CMAC. Caller 8 right now. We do it next. Good luck.
98PXY is free and always. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
We're giving you guys a chance to see Hozier live in concert at CMAC on... When is it, Breeze?
July 13th.
At CMAC. And we need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to play Finish the Lyrics. Just how big of a fan are you? Breezy and I were going to play a song, Stop the Music. If you finish the lyrics correctly, you're going to go to CMAC on July 13th. Let's go to the phones really quick. PXY, who's this?
Hi, this is Renee.
Renee, are you nervous?
I am so nervous.
All right. Oh my God, you're going to crash.
You're caller 8! All right, listen, here's how we're going to do this, Renee. I'm going to give you a chance. You got two songs here. You got to get both of them correct. Do you have what it takes? How big of a fan are you? Are you ready for song number one?
Gonna try.
All right, don't be nervous.
You're gonna kill it.
You got this. You're gonna crush it. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. While in this world, I think I'll take my whiskey
leave. My coffee back in my bed at 3. You're too sweet for me.
Whee!
One on the board. Okay, Renee.
One more to go.
We got one more to go. Let me ask you something. If you win this, who would you take with you to the show?
My girlfriend, Rachel.
All right.
Oh.
I hope Rachel's listening right
Rachel's
now.
Rachel's like, you better get this, Renee.
I know. It's a lot of pressure.
There's a lot of pressure. All right. Song number 2. In 3, 2, 1. Take me to church. I worship like a dog
at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can... Shopping, you're not.
Oh, you got it! You're going to the show!
Oh my God, thank you!
Nice job, Renee. See, you were nervous. You were running to the bathroom. I was like, you know, just chill. Just relax.
You're going to crash.
I thought you were going to pick, like, deep cuts off of something. Oh my God.
Oh, no.
No, we're very surface level here on PXY Mornings.
Oh, God. Thank you. I'm so excited.
You're so welcome. A pair of tickets. Two Hozier at CMAC July 13th, and we got more chances for you guys to win these again coming up tomorrow morning. Renee, stay right there. Who's the only station in the city hooking you up with Hozier?
98.5.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98.PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, 36 for the high today. I wish March would finally end already. The longest month of my life.
This is the one month that has 4 full weeks. Like, we come off February, but it has like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
2.5 weeks.
Oh,
and now March is like a full four weeks plus 3 days. It's just insane.
Well,
anyways.
January and March are both obnoxious. So talk about getting your hopes up.
No, it's so bad. I was going to do this for There I Said It, but I can't wait, and I'm so triggered, and I want to know if anybody else experienced this level of disappointment when it comes to trying new things, specifically on your phone.
Got it.
Our phone is a world of opportunity. There's so many things that we can do on it, whether it be social media, whether it be checking emails, or my favorite thing to do is downloading new apps. There is an app for everything.
I know, I couldn't hate it.
Everything, okay? You just told me about an app last year. Scan this food, and it'll tell you how long it's going to take to kill you from the inside out. Like, just easy peasy.
I stopped using it 6 months ago.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Once you download it, it only grabs your attention for so long, and you just stop using it. Unless it's like a social media app, you're constantly using it. But what app are you using every single day? I'm not. I'm just not doing it.
Do you want to bring your app usage to an absolute screeching halt? Because I know exactly how to do it. I was in therapy the other day.
Oh, I did get a lot of use out of the Domino's app last year.
Yeah, you did. And that's why you've been going to get lab work for your cholesterol. I was in therapy yesterday on my therapist and I broke up. More to come on that later.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask if she dropped you yet.
After 3 years.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Anyways, we've been through a lot. And she was telling me about this app that essentially is like a mental health wellness app. And this is way after your time, so you probably don't really know what I'm talking about. But like when I was growing up, we had Club Penguin. We had Webkinz. We had all of these basically chia pets online that we had to take care of. We had to feed and house. And it was a lot. I was a single mom who worked two jobs to keep my Webkin alive.
Yeah, that was like I was a single dad, you know, trying to play with my Tamagotchis.
Right. So it was really something that, you know, I think as you were young, developed your digital skills. So my therapist is telling me about this app called Finch. And she's like, it's basically the same thing, but you get points every day for completing tasks. Just like basic wellness tasks. Like get up, brush your teeth, make your bed, take your pills. Like,
get up? Just waking up?
Just waking up.
Right. Okay. You give yourself a pat on the back for waking up in the morning.
The app does. The app does. And your little baby bird like grows and gets outfits. And it's just like a really cool thing because it's keeping you motivated to stay on task with the things that you're already doing without losing motivation because baby Louise is relying on me.
Okay.
So I was like, oh my God, like this is so great. Like any motivation is good motivation for me to, you know, get up out of bed. So I'm like so excited. I run after therapy. I download the app. I fill out this long questionnaire. Like it took me probably 15, 20 minutes. And it was like, what's your mood like? How are you with just completing basic tasks? I'm like, I have really bad ADHD, like whatever.
You did the whole rundown.
The whole rigmarole. And I see my baby bird and I'm so excited and I can't wait for it to grow. And then it's like, free trial starts now. App is $75 a year. I'm like,
yeah, they got you. The annual $75 a year.
And there's nothing more insulting than when you do pay in full for apps and things like that. And then on a random Tuesday in February, $100 comes out of your account and you just start flipping out and punching air and you're like, oh, that's CapCut. Yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, it's just but like there's no warning.
You're signing up for a subscription, but that's how they get you. Because a lot of people's mindsets are, I've already put this 20 minutes of work in filling out their survey. Now I feel obligated to purchase this stupid app. They got me with this gym membership thing. Not a gym membership, but it was a gym app. It was like, what's your BMI? What are your goals?
Yeah.
Here are the workout
like
routines.
Better me or whatever it is.
Yeah, here are the workout routines you can do every day, and we're going to tell you what to eat.
You're going to be shredded.
You're going to be shredded. So I spent 10, 15 minutes, and I was like, the app is annually $100, but we'll give you a seven-day free trial. And I was like, oh.
What am I going to get done in 7 days?
Nothing. But that's how they get you, because they want you to forget about it.
That's what they do.
Which is free news every
time. So then I'll take it a step further. My girlfriend's really into like budgeting right now, whatever, saving for our future, all the things. She's like, I think.
What does that look like? What are you doing? Buying a house?
Fully.
But what about the wedding? Who's in charge of it? By the way, not to get off topic too much, I just have a lot of questions.
Not to get off topic, goes off topic completely.
I have a lot of questions about this. So if both of you.
We'll do this a different day.
Ladies are getting married. I just want to know who's responsible for covering the cost of the wedding? Is it. The person who gets...
Both of us.
That doesn't make sense. That's not fair.
We'll do this a different day. Not the time nor the place. Thank you so much. Anyways, she's like, I really need to get my finances in order. I heard Rocket Money is a great tool to use. They kind of find out all the subscriptions that you're paying for.
Can I say something?
What?
I signed up for Rocket. They charged me like
$75. Exactly!
I didn't know they were going to do it. I didn't know.
So you're telling me in order to save money and have you help me save money, I have to spend money?
But Breeze,
makes no sense.
Yes, it does make.
I'm shaking piss. I'm punching air.
You're using a service that's provided to you. Somebody needs to get paid. You think everybody's just going to let you use their tool for free? That doesn't make any sense.
Stupid. I know you're getting robbed blind with every other app on your phone, but this one is the one that we really do need money for.
It's going
to
change your life.
In order to combat the other apps.
It's going to change your life. Anything over $15 or $10 for an app sounds so expensive to me.
Yeah.
75. Do you know people are paying? There's people who paid $600 for Bumble Gold for that annual subscription. Oh, you can unlimited swiping. Do you remember we had that conversation?
Yes, like it was insane.
A year and a half ago?
It wasn't even like Raya. It was Bumble.
Yeah.
It was like
yeah.
the Kmart of dating apps. It was horrible.
Nothing special.
Yeah.
But so. Hey, they wouldn't do it if people wouldn't. People were never paying for it. They wouldn't ask for a subscription. Just, but people do. They dish out their money.
There was a period of my life where my Apple account was all linked to my dad's credit card. And I was like, this is great. Every app's free.
Oh, your poor father.
And now I'm like, I'm not paying for that.
Slick Rick in the house. I am one of the guys who was guilty of paying the $600 for the Bumble. Dude, how desperate can you be? You could have just done it for free. What do you get, like 30 swipes a day, something like that? $600. And by the way, when we talked about this, people were upset because it honestly was a subscription that had no benefits to it whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It was like, we promise you, you're going to find the love of your life. If you just open your wallet and give us your money, you will find that person you're going to spend the rest of your life with.
No. That's literally what I say at the Bachelor Auction. If you can find it within yourself to open your wallet and open your heart. That's like Bumble's slogan.
Fraud.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
I am beyond sick and tired of my neighbor parking like a D-bag. Taking up two spots because he thinks for whatever reason the world revolves around him. And it doesn't, Breezy.
The entitlement is crazy.
It doesn't. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. And I know a lot of us take pride in the things that we have, especially, you know, our vehicles. However, if you're making other people's life difficult in the process, then most likely you're the problem.
Right.
And it's one thing to park your vehicle further away, you know, from all the other vehicles to keep it from getting scratched. But when you purposely park in two spots because you think that's going to keep people from parking on either side of you, I'm sorry, you're an a-hole.
Yeah.
This guy, man, does not care. And I finally got fed up yesterday because I get home, and when I get home, all I want to do is get upstairs and take my shoes off. I don't want to search for parking. And I got fed up, so I finally, yesterday, wrote a letter and put it under the wipers.
You wrote a letter.
Of my neighbor. Yes, it is. Yes, I was really upset. I had to park on the street,
yikes,
which I don't like doing. Went upstairs, got a pen and paper.
Not that matters. Your car's going to get smashed in anyways. Yeah. Street, parking lot, doesn't matter. Wait, so do you have the note?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Play that music. Set that tone.
I can fully appreciate the fact you drive around a leased 2019 Audi.
Coming out of the gate super hot.
But it doesn't give you the right to take up two spots. I understand that was probably a little passive aggressive.
That was very passive aggressive, and you're probably not going to get anywhere with this person.
The parking in this lot, as you know, is limited. And you thinking it's okay to inconvenience your neighbors and have them park on the street because you don't want someone scratching your car makes you look like a real douchebag. Park in one spot, and if you're so worried about having your car scratched, then you should think about moving somewhere where you can have your own private garage. And then I ended it with, good day. So,
not the good day. Oof.
But is it really... is it really that much of an issue for you to just park in the one spot? You got to take up two spots? Everybody already has trouble parking in that lot as it is because it's so small. I was pissed yesterday. And obviously for good reason.
Right.
How many of you know someone who does this? 585-252-9800. They got a nice vehicle. They got to take up two parking spots.
It's not great.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, this is Alex.
Alex, what's up,
what
man?
What up, King?
Hey. Well, I'm just calling to end about what you guys were talking about.
Okay, great. Hey, Alex, do me a favor. I'm going to put you on hold real quick, okay? Stay there.
Stay there.
Okay. All right, let's take a quick wager here. I'm betting that he's going to be a total douchebag on this call. If he is, you owe me $20 for lunch.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, well, I think he's going to be a total gentleman, so if that's the case, you owe me $1,000.
Great.
Perfect.
Hey, Alex?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead.
All right, well, I kind of would like to remain a little bit anonymous about this, but...
Right. Alex wants to remain anonymous. No problem. Go ahead, Alex.
All right. Well, you know, I got a quick question. What kind of cars do you guys drive?
Why do you need to know that?
Well, look, the only reason I'm asking that is because, like, people who don't really drive nice cars, they're never going to be worried about their cars getting scratched or, like, messed with at all.
I understand that, but... You know, it's what are we talking about here?
Okay, well, like, I got a 2021 BMW 330i.
Oh, that's so sick.
Right, of course.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, you know, how many people in the city just specifically want to mess with someone who has a nice car just because they're jealous or something?
Have you experienced that?
Oh, for sure. Look, you pay $80,000 for your car. And then, you're going to be concerned. You're going to look for that spot. You're going to take up two spots. You may park further down.
Mm-hmm. Listen, Alex, parking further down makes sense. Taking up two spots is ridiculous.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. Very entitled.
Are
you kidding me?
You going out of your way to inconvenience everyone else is a douche move.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, if the cops cared at all, sure, then I'd take up. Maybe I would do the one space. But, like, you can tell when people just don't care. Like, I had a woman the other day at the gym. I swear, she slammed her doors right into my car because she had some cheap little Ford, and she just was jealous about how well and how nice my car was.
So you think she did it on purpose? You think she slammed her door?
For sure. She was
Wait. This absolutely kills me. This reminds me of your friend who was getting pulled over. And he thought that the only reason he was getting pulled over is because the cop really liked his Jeep and wanted a picture with it.
Yeah, we got pulled over. He refused to pull over because he thought the cop was trying to take a picture of his car.
Because he really wanted it and he really liked
it. You know what I call that, Alex? Delusional.
What? Delulu.
Well, I mean, I don't know the guy's car, but, like, I'm sure it was nice. But, like, when it comes to, like, wanting to keep your stuff nice, taking up two spots is the way to do it. A BMW, like, people look at that and they automatically know you're doing well. They get pissed off and they start, like, doing whatever they can just to get back at you. And it's like, they don't even know me. If they knew me, I'd probably take care of them. They'd be my friend. But instead, they're just pissed and jealous.
I'm sure that you turn a lot of heads with your 2021 BMW 3 Series.
Oh, I can't tell you. I can't tell you the looks I get in that thing. Like, oh. The sweet car.
Is it? What is it?
Not you getting off on it.
I've done some aftermarket stuff. I mean, if you saw this car, like, you know I was doing well. And sometimes, you know, people just want to just, like, try to bring you down a rung.
But do you need that validation? Do you need people to know that you're doing well because you drive a BMW?
It's not just a BMW. It's the 3 Series. It's a 330i.
Okay, that's well. That sounds nice. That's so sick.
You're genuinely speaking in Chinese to me. I don't even know what.
All right, so you're the type of guy where you're going to take up two spots and inconvenience everyone else because you don't want your car getting dented. Okay, got it. You're that type of guy. I just wanted to clear that up.
Right.
Well, like, if you look in the parking lot and you see a bunch of beaters, yeah, I'm taking up two spots.
Okay, so here's the thing that you don't realize: my car is small enough that if somebody does that and I have the opportunity to park next to them, I will, just for the sole purpose and the sole reason of you not wanting someone. Like, I'm trying to prove a point. So I remember in college, I drove a literal miniature Matchbox Toyota Yaris.
Sure.
So small. Could
stick.
Fit anywhere.
It was sick, wasn't
could
it?
Could fit in your pocket. And this guy with his huge truck took up two spots. And my car was small enough to fit in between. And now I'm on top of your car because you're an idiot. You know what I mean? So sometimes I think it actually backfires, if I'm being honest.
You know what? Save everyone the trouble, Alex, and just park further away instead of taking up two spots. That's all.
Well, I mean, if they had, like, a valet or something, I would do that. But, like, come on.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you weighing in this morning on this topic.
All right. Well, I mean, once if you guys ever get a nice car, you'll know where I'm coming from.
Right, of course.
Listen, I paid some good money. I have a brand new car. I still wouldn't take up two spots like a douche. I wouldn't do it. I'm just not that. It's not in me to do that type of thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Well, it must not be that nice of a car.
Okay. Bye, Alex.
Oh dear. So I'm gonna.
You. So I'm. I think we're gonna. You owe me lunch at Magnolia's on Park Ave.
Yeah. And just to reiterate, this is why I date women. Thank you so much.
No, we know that. All right. Hi, Ashley. You're live. Go ahead.
Hi. Yes. I was just calling to respond to Alex and his response to the car parking.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
I knew as soon as the $20 wager was put on, well, first of all, I knew that that was going to happen.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, I had a feeling too, but I'm getting a free lunch.
Good for you, because you deserve it, because you called that immediately. But I mean, in as far as in regards to that, Alex, if you are sitting there and you are listening, you're attacking people that, oh, if you were had enough money, well, guess what? Just, you know, to fight fire with fire. If you had enough money, you wouldn't worry about a thing in your car.
No, you wouldn't.
And you wouldn't be worrying. You wouldn't be driving in 2021 either, because we're in 2025. People who have that much money trade it in like every 2 years.
I wasn't going to say it, Ashley. I wasn't going to say it.
That's tea.
It's really great.
I know. Isn't it so funny when he said that? I didn't even catch on to it because I still think we're in 2020. I have no idea what year it is.
And I mean, I'm not a person to sit there and belittle anybody, but I've always been an advocate for, you know, the small people. I'm actually going back to school for psychology, so.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, interesting.
It doesn't matter what you drive. People who have a lower income, it takes a portion out of their income. You are going to sit there, and if you value it, you value it.
Right.
It doesn't matter what style it is, what how much it costs. You can park in a faraway spot. It does not have to be two spots. If I saw somebody like that, I would park right next to them. Mm-hmm. And I would do it so it was right next to their driver's side vehicle door so that they would have to pull through. I'd give them a couple chances, but after that, no, fair game.
I don't care if I have to come out of my sunroof.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter to me.
Well, I think, Ashley, we're all in agreement this morning that Alex has a small peepee.
Oh, yes.
She goes, I wasn't going to say that, but yes. That's true.
I'm also a psychologist.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
People are pissed. It's time for There I Said It. We're going to go ahead and clear the air this morning. 585-252-9800. If you need to get something off your chest, and by the look of the messages coming in, it looks like you guys do.
People are ready.
All right. Get in, right into it, Breeze.
Who is here first? Kathy is here.
What's up, Kathy?
She said, if you love hot sauce, you're a weirdo. There, I said it. You don't need to put that bleep on everything.
Yeah, I could see why you would be offended by that take, considering you carry it around with you in your purse.
I'm obsessed.
It's in her Louis Vuitton.
I literally need it on my person at all time.
Let's get over to our girl, Jackie. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Social media is getting really ridiculous today. I'm sick and tired of watching people humiliate themselves online for a few likes. It's getting really sad out there. There, I said it. You want to talk about humiliating oneself? You should check out our latest video on social.
Me, Moose. Every time I ask Moose to do a video, this is kind of how it goes. Moose, we're going to do this trend. All right.
It's not like I fight you. Just give me a chance to soak it all in.
What are we doing again?
Let me...
This is stupid.
Let me express how ridiculous it is, and then we move on. All right, let's go over to Matt. What's up, Matt? Hi, guys. I love the show this morning. I wanted to say, don't date out of your league. It's a bad idea. There, I said it. Because it's only going to boost your ego. Your expectations for the future partners will become too high, and it will be difficult to lower them again, in which case you'll end up alone. I got to tell you, Matt's onto something.
Yeah, very much
Man,
so.
Man, Matt might be onto something this morning.
Oh, well, these things happen. This person says, just my opinion, but I truly believe that there are too many wines out there these days. There, I said it. How am I supposed to choose between 30 rosés? They all taste the same.
No, they don't. Just try all of them.
Not our listeners getting their stomachs pumped.
Why do all men fart in their sleep? This is why women end up sleeping in separate bedrooms from their man, because you guys are all pigs. There, I said it. I'm assuming there's a reason you didn't leave your name, because that's not true.
How are you to know? You don't sleep with anybody. Who's going to tell you if you're farting in your sleep?
First of all.
Your space buddy?
First of all my exes have said the same thing. How come you don't fart in front of me? I don't think it's sexy. I'm not going to do it.
You can't control it in your sleep, though.
I don't do that in my sleep.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I'll spend the night tonight and see if I can figure it out.
No, I'm so good.
No,
we don't need to do that.
No, I'll be over at 8.
Thank
you so much.
I'm not sharing a bed with you.
I'll bring a sleeping bag. No issue whatsoever.
I'll still get to work. Before you.
Of course. Nobody was questioning that whatsoever. This person says, leftover salad already mixed with dressing is better tasting than fresh salad. There, I said it. Ew, it's soggy.
I do it all the time.
And the lettuce is wilted.
You know the salad kits you get with the dressing?
So no, I don't, because I would never in a million years buy that.
Why not? They're delicious.
It's like $15 at Wegmans. No, I'm so good.
It's $3.99. So I made it last night for dinner, and then I have the other half tonight. Is it soggy?
With dressing already on it?
Oh, yeah.
First of all, I just don't like salad to begin with, but that's a personal
prerogative. I don't like salad. You're a child.
I don't!
Rochelle says, if you take up two parking spots with your vehicle, you are a selfish piece of crap. There, I said it. And Alex, I hope you are listening. And people are not happy with Alex.
Alex had some fire that he was spinning.
Oh, what's up, guys? It's Alex. I want to remain anonymous. Information you probably should have shared before you went live.
Right. Of course. Of course.
Mine for today is, I think big noses are beautiful. There, I said it. No, listen, too many people try to replace their nose with something petite. Why? Put a pair of shoes on that bad boy. Take it to dinner. It's beautiful. You're beautiful. There, I said it.
Not your nose wearing loafers. Okay. I've seen the people you've dated in the past. Never once seen a huge schnauz.
They're rare. I think I might switch it up.
You've never even done it.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
If you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk.
Right.
I want to see you with someone who has a beak. There, I said it. Put your money where your mouth is.
I'm looking for a lady with a big nose.
That's why every time Moose goes missing, he's feeding the seagulls at Lake Ontario. He's looking for his next wife.
I would imagine somebody with that size nose would have a serious deviated septum problem, yeah?
Mm-hmm. One of the best nose job transformations I've seen is Gypsy Rose. Although she did commit murderous acts on her mother.
Yeah,
her nose looks great right
now.
Yeah,
she's a really this is a nice nose. Yeah, she's a very nice nose.
So was her OG nose the nose that you're currently looking for? Just asking for a friend, just so I can put feelers out there.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98 PXY.